Governor Rauner stopped by the vet's home Wednesday to tour the new water treatment facility and to assure the home's residents and staff that local, state, and federal health officials were on top of the situation.
We're very concerned. We want to make sure that we don't have a significant outbreak here. We're here to get the detail on what's being done. Any resident who's showing even the symptoms of illness, we're getting tested right away and trying to be on top of the situation.
Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs Director Erica Jeffries outlined some of what the vet's home is doing to stop the spread of the disease.
We chemically treat our water. We now have brand new hot water heaters in every residential building on campus, heating that water to 150 degrees. We are prepared to take additional steps even beyond what we are doing to ensure the safety of our residents.
Jeffries added that both residents have been released from Blessing Hospital and are back at the home. As to the source of the latest outbreak, Adams County Health Department Administrator Jared Welch says we may never know.
This is the needle in the haystack. That's what you're looking for. So, and it comes, it goes. You know, there's biofilm in pipes. Does it exist in that biofilm? Yes. Does it slough off? Yes. Do you find it when it does? Probably not.
Welch says his department is working not only with the vet's home, but with local nursing homes to check on any other possible Legionnaires' cases. Kelly Mast, WTAD News.